Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This model, I think, could serve for a foundation for normalization, not just in the Middle East, but across the world, because what we're taking, again, is a long-term, protracted conflict with two enemies who really don't like each other, and we're actually creating a model that can lead towards sustainable peace. Now, we know that a lot of our Gulf Arab friends would like to have normalized relations with Israel. We know that getting this peace on a sustainable pathway is sort of the critical first step of that. But look, I feel very optimistic about where we are. Knock on wood, you never know how this stuff is going to go. But given what I've seen, given the incredible talent and effort that's going in to the reconstruction of Gaza, to the long-term security of the Gazans in that territory, I feel very good about where we are. And again, if we get this right, I really do think it's going to be a domino that leads to a lot of further peace all across the region.
The vice president speaking in Israel over the movement towards peace, which... it's a 20-step process, to be specific. It's not going to be simple. And I haven't heard the Trump administration really ever articulate that this is something that is going to be, you know, just simply do this, do that. It's done. Peace exists. But we are in the process. We are, a week or so into this process. And the question is, how are we doing so far? Let's ask an expert on that. Fred Flights joins us once again. He's the vice chair for the America First Policy Institute Center for American Security. He's also former NSC chief of staff, CIA analyst, and House of Intelligence Committee staff member. Fred, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Annie, good to be here.
So I want to give you the opportunity to just assess the progress so far. We, of course, are trying to achieve peace in the Middle East, which is something that a lot of us probably thought was never possible. How do you feel about the president's plan so far and the cooperation of the necessary parties?
Well, I think you and the vice president put it best. Peacemaking is hard. And it's going to take time. And when we look at what was achieved with this Middle East deal, Trump did get all the live hostages out. No one thought that would happen. If they got out, it would be in stages. Probably they wouldn't all get out because some of them would be there too long. Frankly, they had to get out now because it wouldn't be alive much longer. But the subsequent stages of getting Hamas to demilitarize and hand over Gaza, everyone knew that was going to be hard. And there's some problems here. The international force has not been deployed yet. That has to be done immediately. I don't know why it isn't deployed. I know it's being worked on, but that force has to go in, confront Hamas, ask it to hand over its weapons, and to take control of other areas of Gaza as Israel withdraws. And I agree with the vice president that let's not panic right now. We knew this is going to be hard. It's going to take time, and it's going to be harder than we thought.
So we're speaking with Fred Flights right now. A lot of pressure is on Hamas. They're the ones who have to, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but cooperation, full cooperation from Hamas is how this actually gets done. What have we seen so far since this has been put into place? Are they still willing to play ball?
Well, the first problem was that as Israel pulled out, Hamas went into the areas it evacuated and took control and said they're not going to give out their weapons. That's a problem. We might be able to deal with that. A more serious problem is that there are Hamas elements that are attacking Israeli forces, which is sort of strange because the Hamas leadership agreed to the ceasefire. And it appears that they want to negotiate to get a better deal. Why they'd be attacking Israel doesn't make sense. But it does make sense if one recognizes that there are divisions within Hamas. Some of these units are not controlled by the leadership. Some of them are simply motivated by hate. They don't want peace. And getting control of those units or cells is going to be a problem. And I think Vance hit on that well today.
So we're speaking with Fred Flights. He is the vice chair for the America First Policy Institute Center for American Security. I don't know if you were able to hear J.D. Vance's, the vice president's, full remarks today. But what I heard, the tone that I heard him speaking in, and of course, he's the vice president representing the Trump administration. I heard a lot of optimism and a lot of hope, but a very, very much so a trust but verify attitude towards this peace process, saying, you know, there's no guarantee here. This isn't something that is easy. It's not something that's going to be fast. And he even cited that there are going to be bumps in the road along the way. Do you think that that's the right mentality for the vice president representing the Trump administration to take on the global stage?
I think it's exactly right. It's also the way Trump is playing Ukraine. These things are hard. Let's not throw the towel in and say things have failed while we can still work it. And I would also add, and the vice president made this point today, the agreement has provisions that if Hamas just won't cooperate, Israel will go back in and finish them off, and we'll help them. Now, the president talked about that yesterday. Now, that is the hard way. The president said Hamas can do this the easy way or the hard way. The easy way is peace and to disarm. And if they don't want to live in peace in this region, they'll be allowed to leave the area. This is a great outcome because Hamas has lost badly. The leaders have been repeatedly killed. They've lost thousands of members. You know, when will this end?
So let's talk a little bit about how this this deal, this cooperation that President Trump has mediated. Can you talk to me a little bit about the parties that are involved, the very unlikely parties, the people who are having to come together for a commonality, which is, I assume, peace and prosperity as opposed to just perpetual war. Talk to me about how the president has brought together some of these unlikely parties that may have not participated in the concept and idea of investing in peace in this region, but now might be interested.
Well, the president was able to put together a fairly broad alliance of Arab state and Israel by putting together an agreement that was, frankly, full of compromises and tough on both sides. It calls for Hamas to disarm and to hand over control of Gaza. But it also says to Israel that when the Palestinians de-radicalize, there will be a pathway to a Palestinian state. The Israelis don't like that idea. They don't want a Palestinian state right now after October 7th. But that compromise, which is sort of it's an aspirational thought, that compromise was necessary to get the Arab states on board and the Palestinian Authority, which governs the West Bank, which the fact they backed this deal was extraordinary. That's what got Hamas on board, at least the Hamas leadership. The president also put together a coalition of 56 states at the summit in Egypt after the deal went into force, where he was able to bring in other players, including the Europeans, who were of no help at all while the U.S. was negotiating this.
So I want to ask you this question because I was paying attention. I'll be honest. I was held captive in a parking lot while my son had a baseball practice that was like 45 minutes away from my house. So I was just sitting helplessly scrolling on Twitter, which is a stupid place to be, during the No Kings protest on Saturday. And so I was watching and looking at what was taking place across the country. And one of the things, I was talking to ChatGPT. I was trying to just get some facts about the election, the states that he won, how much did he win, he won the popular vote, so on and so forth. But one of the things that ChatGPT spit out to me, I was asking, like, why do people not like this president? One of the things was that the detractors from President Trump feel very nervous about the diminishing relationships that Donald Trump and America now have with our European allies, with NATO, with these people across the globe who his detractors want to see us build those global relationships. The people who are his detractors right now feel like he's sabotaging those relationships. Can you talk to me about in his, what, 9 months now in office in his second term, what is the status of the relationship between America and these European countries, allies that we've had before? Are we waning in those relationships?
Well, let's start by stipulating that you can't trust these AI models.
I was so bored.
Stock full of information by the far left.
Yeah, that's
true. They won't criticize global warming, but they're happy to criticize Trump, and they'll go down every rabbit hole of conspiracy you can come up with. So don't you can't believe them.
I don't trust them. I trust you, Fred. That's why I'm asking you.
That's worth a discussion for another day. I don't think many of these protesters thought that. They're protesting Trump because they want power. They want to promote a left-wing agenda. Most of them don't know anything about our relationship with Europe. I doubt 1% of the people doing those protests even thought about what you asked. But there are some of them who do think that. There's some on the left who do think that. They like the traditional way of America doing diplomacy. That is, America answers to the UN. America's pushed around by the European elites. That hasn't worked in promoting global security. That's why there was no effort at all to have talks to end the war in Ukraine when Biden was president, either by the Europeans or by Biden. Now, Trump hasn't succeeded in that yet, but they didn't even try. And the same thing for what was going on in the Middle East. Biden tried peace talks to end the war, but no one took him seriously because he was seen as weak. He had a foreign policy which prioritized climate change, not China or nuclear proliferation. And people were laughing at him. They're not laughing at Trump. Mm.
Do you feel as though maybe if it's not warm and fuzzy, like they're not making their BFF bracelets for each other to wear when they see each other? Has there been a newfound or a reinvigorated respect for the United States that did not exist before?
I think there's grudging respect from many nations. They would prefer... They prefer Biden be president in Europe. They like Biden. They can push him around. One of the first things Biden said when he went to Europe was that he was happy to be rejoining the European club. I don't want our president a member of the European club. The European elites who came up with the Paris Climate Accord that wants to put in trade deals that hurt our workers. I think there are a lot of states that admire Trump. I think there's grudging respect. I think in some cases there's fear. I don't think these global elites are going to accept Trump. They don't like what he's doing, but they can't do anything about it, and they realize they have to deal with him.
Yeah, and what's the alternative? We've seen it. It just happened. It was the last administration. That is for certain. Fred Flights, we appreciate you as always. Thank you for being with us today to bring some clarity to these very, very, very complicated situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good to be here. Thanks, Annie.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Vice Chair for the America First Policy Institute Center for American Security, former NSC Chief of Staff, CIA Analyst, and House of Intelligence Committee staff member. He's got a book. It's called America First Approach to U.S. National Security. And you can follow him on X at Fred Flights. All right, let's take a quick break. Go jump on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Do you approve of Donald Trump's ballroom addition to the White House? Yes or no? The president speaking from the Rose Garden today, talking about that, among many other things, all the things as he is used to doing. Of course, we've heard it. We've heard the speech. Lots of accomplishments to brag about. Lots of soon-to-be accomplishments to talk about as well. And he definitely covered the bases earlier this afternoon. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Ryan will be back in studio. Wiggins America coming up at about 12:47. We'll be right back.
And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.